What's going on, guys? Luke here. And this is a new segment that we're going to start with the show. We'll start doing these mini episodes. And I like the idea of giving you guys something quick to just get some entertainment or, maybe get a little inspiration from. This particular one is going to be titled Luke's Rants. Rants with Luke, we'll say. And this one is Masks. Now, I've talked about this shit before. We've talked about it on the show. You guys have seen my posts on social media if you follow Calling Out Crap Beer on IG. I'm fucking done with this mask bullshit. Alright? Time and time again, they've proven that masks do not work. Okay? If they do anything, the only thing they do is make the pussies and the liberal vaginas feel good about going out in public and being around somebody else. That's the only thing they physically do. If I'm standing in front of you and I sneeze into my fucking mask, the virus, and I'm positive, the virus is going all over your face. There's no mask on the planet that is safe enough to block the micron size that a virus is. This has been determined time and time again. You look at fucking contradicting hypocrite bastards like Fauci. He said a year ago, masks don't work. They don't provide protection. If anything, they make you feel better. That's all they do. And then he flipped the fucking script and told us wearing masks is a good thing. Wear two masks. Wear three masks. Wear a fucking diaper on your face. Dude, I am done with this bullshit. Okay? Does COVID exist? A month ago, I would have said yes. I believe COVID exists. I believe it is what it is. I believe that, that the concept of COVID is real. Now I'm not so fucking sure. They came out, the FDA comes out now with a class one recall, which is the highest possible recall they can do for the PCR tests, citing that over 400 million tests are being recalled for too many false positives. And then when you really look into research and you start reading about what these tests actually show, they only detect the flu and the cold. They physically do not have a test right now that can test for the COVID strain itself. And now you got these fuckers out there talking about the Delta variant. There is no test for the Delta variant. There's no way that they can test for something. So how do they even know this fucking thing exists? They don't. They made it the fuck up. They're trying to scare us back into submission, scare us back into hiding, scare us back into being locked the fuck down and masking back up. Why? Because they want to control us. They want to get us back in our houses so they continue to slowly take away our freedoms. You think none of this has anything to do with the primaries that are coming up that are right around the corner so they can force people back into their homes and push for mail-in voting again? If you guys don't see this shit, you're fucking retarded. And I'm sorry for using a terminology that is potentially offensive, but fuck you. I don't care. I'm done with this shit. Broward County, where I live in Florida, just said yesterday that they're going to mandate masks for kids going back to school. Fuck Broward County. I'm about to move out of this fucking bitch. I wish I could, because my kids deserve better. My kids do not deserve to be fucking abused by having to wear a diaper on their face when they go to school that's already been proven to cause issues with their cognitive function, to cause issues with their memory retention, to cause issues with their ability to be able to socialize with people because they can't see their facial expressions enough to actually have a sense of personability with their teachers, their peers, everybody else. You are socially fucking our children, and you're acting like it's no big deal, and you're doing it to save lives. Fuck you. It's not to save lives. It's because you're all a bunch of pussies, and you're okay with the government putting us under fucking ground and taking away our freedoms again. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. You've already heard Biden's bitch ass say it. He talked about bringing in Delta Force to take away our fucking guns. What's next? You want to be fucking Cuba? You want to be Venezuela? I walked into Target this morning and I probably saw 15 to 20 people and I was the only fucking person in the store not wearing a mask. We don't even have a fucking mask mandate right now. But the people around here are too much of fucking pussies. They're scared to death because of the fucking news. So they're all masking up again. Because, oh, the Delta variant's going to fucking get you. You know where the Delta variant, if anything, is even out there, came from? If you guys listen to Dr. Ben Newman, he's the only triple board certified virologist in the fucking world. This motherfucker has more credentials than Fauci himself. He has come out and said that a variant is caused by a viral mutation that happens through the immune systems of vaccinated people. So essentially, if anything, if there is a Delta variant at all, it's coming from the vaccinated fucks. And then on top of it, when a virus mutates in the wild, or, you know, it mutates on its own, period, it's called a new form of the virus is found. It's called a strain. It's not called a variant. A variant is something that happens when a virus is genetically mutated in through the immune systems of human beings or mammals, animals in general. A strain is a new externally mutated form of the virus. And you all fuckers are too dumb to look that shit up. You hear Delta variant and you fucking run and hide. You're in your storm shelters before the first fucking test even hits the floor. Not to mention you fucking dirty bastards leaving your fucking masks all over the place because you're too fucking lazy to throw them in the garbage can. I'm done. I'm not wearing a fucking mask again. I'm not getting vaccinated. And I'm not fucking locking shit down. And I promise you, I complied as much as I possibly could last time. I had a couple bouts with people where I didn't want to wear a mask or I didn't feel I needed to wear a mask and it caused a little confrontation. Never had the cops called on me. Stayed pretty comfortable throughout the whole thing with COVID last time, despite my vocal, you know, having my Twitter account fucking shut down multiple times and finally deleted completely and having to start a new one and whatever else. But this time I'm not fucking around, man. I walk into your store, I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't care if you're Publix. I don't care if you're fucking Target. I don't care if you're Walmart. If I walk into your store and you're mandating masks again, I'm walking right the fuck out and I'm never coming back. And that's the damn truth. I just started going to the gym at the YMCA. If I walk into this fucking place and they tell me I have to wear a mask at any point, cancel my fucking membership, give me my money back, I'm out. I will not support anybody who supports this bullshit. It's not going to happen. I will find a patriotic fucking place that believes in freedom, that's against tyranny, and I will go support them and give them my fucking money, but I ain't giving a fucking dollar to another company who supports this tyrannical bullshit. And if you do, you're a fucking moron. Because at the end of the day, this is how they do what they want to do. They slowly take your freedoms away. Because over time, it's easier when they do it slowly because you don't notice so many things being taken away from you. And then ultimately what ends up happening, next thing you know, we're in a fucking communist socialist state. Capitalism is gone. And we're fucking living off the government. Because you know what's going to happen. They're going to try to lock us the fuck down again. People are going to get furloughed from work again. They're going to lose their jobs. There's not going to be enough money to fucking give people for unemployment or anything else. So we're not going to be able to survive off of those programs. So they're going to save us again with bailouts and fucking checks that they're going to send out to everybody because they want you to get comfortable living off the government. They want you to get comfortable feeling okay with getting a check from Uncle Sam every month because that's how they're going to fucking control you. They're going to pin you down, they're going to hold you down, and they're going to make you feel like it's okay to collect that check every month and just sit at home on your hands and do nothing. And next thing you know, we're going to be living in fucking communist Cuba, waiting in line for fucking bread, waiting for our monthly fucking toilet paper ration, waiting for our gas rations. Wake the fuck up, people. I'm telling you right now, this is exactly where we're headed. And if you don't stand the fuck up against this tyrannical bullshit, you are part of the fucking problem. I'm done. This is fucking bullshit. I will not allow my kids to be masked. I will not mask myself up. it ain't going to happen. And I know there are a hell of a lot of you out there that agree with this but are too afraid to stand up. It's time to get fucking uncomfortable. If your job steps in and tells you that they're mandating the vaccine, fuck your job. Quit and go find a new one. There's plenty of places out there hiring that aren't requiring a vaccine and that will never require a vaccine. You go to your favorite fucking local grocery store and they require a mask, fuck them. Drive 10 miles down the road and go somewhere else that doesn't. At the end of the day, the only way that these people are going to feel it is if we stand the fuck up and do exactly what they're doing in Cuba right now, which is starting a fucking revolution. Doesn't have to get violent. Nobody's got to get hurt. But we need to hit them in the fucking pocketbooks where it hurts. And if you're not down with that, might as well be a fucking sheep and go get your vaccine and go stand in line and wait for your fucking toilet paper now, because that's exactly what's going to happen if we don't stand the fuck up and we let this bullshit administration do whatever the fuck they want like they've been doing since day one. The average household cost of living has risen over $400 a month in just since Biden took office in January. It's not okay. Inflation is at 5.7%. The annual goal for the U.S. is 2%. We're 3.7% above that, and everybody's acting like it's no big deal. No big deal. It's okay that everything costs 3.7% more than it did before. It's not a big deal. It's only a small percentage. 3.7% now, 3.8% next year, 4% the following year. Yeah, it's small. It's a little percentage. Next thing you know, you're paying $12 for a gallon of milk, and you're going, damn, when did milk get this expensive? Well, it was the 3% here, the 4% there, the 5% there, the 3.8% here. Every time things go up like this, they don't come back down. They stay there. And that's what everybody ceases to understand. It's the same thing with fucking, you know, the one thing that is a fluctuating market in the United States right now is housing market and the rental market. They do go up and down based on how many homes are selling, how many homes are not selling, you know, things like that. When homes are not selling, the rental market is high. When homes are selling, the rental market goes down because not as many people are looking to rent because they're purchasing homes. Direct effect. Same thing with cars. You know, the price, even though we're in a little bit of a weird area right now where they're not making as many new cars as they should be, so they're jacking up the prices of the used cars. It's a little bit different. And they're not lowering the prices of the new cars. So it's just crazy, man. There's so much bullshit going on right now, and it all stems back to them trying to take away our freedoms. And I'm telling you right now, you motherfuckers got to get strong. You got to get uncomfortable. You got to stand up, and you got to be ready to take this fucking country back, or we're going to lose everything we've ever fought for, and you're going to leave your kids with a socialist communist nation. And I believe me when I tell you, ask people who have migrated to the U.S. from Cuba. Ask people who have come to the U.S. from Venezuela. Ask people who have come from any other socialist or communist style country if that's what they want for their kids here in America. And I guarantee you, every single one of them will say, fuck no. Stand the fuck up, people. And while you're at it, chug a fucking beer and tag Calling All Craft Beer. Sorry for my angry rant, but I'm fucking pissed and I'm done. And I hope you are too. Later.